Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Malcolm, Malcolm, Ehud. Malcolm, good. Ehud, Ehud, and then Harik. First day, the first day, the first day is called Sunday. Here, here, here. So in the outro from the 50th sabbatical study, we fulfill the fifth aliyah, getting into some of the blessings. The blessings up first. Now we have the sixth and the seventh and the sixth. Like to, you really can't get it out the way so much, you know, because if you see and hear what it says, if you hear what it says, you can see the reality. You know, it's a reality for the once lost, now found black and brown people, the Beit Yisrael, scattered to the four corners of this earthly plane, but particularly here in this North Country, North America, and the Caribbean. So here, 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 we have the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the 50th, and here to share the overflow, here in the overflow for the first day service, for the Sunday service. Let's start out right here, here, here with the psalm. The psalm that is appropriate for the evening, right? The evening psalm for the first day, and that psalm be Psalm 24. Yes, sir.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had born and he done the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
and
who hath not lifted up
his
soul into
vanity,
nor scorned his
equally.
He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him, the Most High God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie
I.
Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie
I.
He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Rastafari. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. light of the world.
Trinity, here. The evening psalm, evening, morning, one day, here. This time, the evening psalm for the first day, Mizmor Kaf Dalet. Psalm 24 is a hymn of greeting, a hymn of Salamta in the Royal Amharic, a hymn of Shalom. Now, the historical background of the evening psalm for the first day, Here, just to touch on the studies, you know, of why we chant, why is Psalm 24 the psalm for the first day? Well, first of all, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24, Psalm XXIV, is a hymn of greeting. Salamta, we say salam, peace, salamta. Greeting, we say shalom. Also here for the first day, Shabuah, referring to the 7 days, Shabuah, called the week, but I and I Rastafari keeping it sabbatically strong in the words and teaching of His Majesty. Here, a hymn of greeting. Historical background of this mizmor, this song, this chant, is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6, 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 6, and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem, in its entirety passed into the hands of David, into the hands of great King David. It's interesting because they changed the name of the city from Jerusalem to Jebusalem after their own name. David fire burned them in the word sound for that there. But he now, David the king, HaMelech, Negus David, he now had the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the Aaron, for the Ark, Aaron HaBrit, for the Ark of the Covenant, for the Tabot. And the psalm, the evening psalm for the first day called Sunday, Psalm 24, it was composed for the joyous occasion when it was brought from the house of Obed-Edom. To the tent that David, HaMelech, the king, had prepared for its reception. So the evening song, because evening is before morning, evening and morning is one day. So usually the evening psalm is at this time, this Iowa, one can say like the evening before. Like, for example, Shabbat begins in Friday evening. So that's not just for Shabbat, but the day begins with the evening, according to the scripts, evening and morning one day, or morning or dawning. Pick sentence out of nonsense, the evening and the dawning. Yes? So according to the tribe, this psalm, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24, this psalm, this chant was regularly recited in Hahekah, the Hekah, the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, the House of the Holy, the Temple, on the first day of the week, the first day of the Shabuah, the first day of the Samint, the first day of the Shaw, here, for the Sunday service, the first day service, and in the LXX, or the Septuagint, translated from the Old Hebrew, this is explicitly stated in the heading. So in the Royal Amharic and the LXX, it points to the Senvet points to this first day of the seventh, the first day of the strong. So here, I'd like to share one more Rhema tune right here as we begin the Sunday service here on the Ear and the Irid. Right here, hymn of greeting, Psalm 24, the psalm for the first day. Here we have Queen Makeda, and she zooms in on this this fourth verse where it says, well, first, the third verse says, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, Yahweh, and who shall stand in his holy place? So that's the question. The answer in the fourth verse, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, Niki Kapayim Ubar Lebab, who have not taken my name in vain and have not sworn deceitfully. So here, today's psalm or the psalm for the evening, psalm for the first day. The earth, she is he who be who he be. She belongs to he who be who he be. This is what it brings out. La Yahuwah ha'aretz u'a melo'ah, u'meloah, and all of her fullness. So Zion is his appointed dwelling, his presence, his face, his sovereignty extended throughout the world. The same thought occurred in the prayer that was offered at the levitation of Shlomo, Solomon's temple, where in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, Shlomo, Solomon says, behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, I. How much less this house that I have builded. Thus, the earth is he who be who he bees, and all her fullness. La Yahuwah ha'aretz u'a melo'aha. The world, the tebel, the inhabitable portion of the world, tebel, where yoshbe bah, the world, inhabitable world, and they that dwell therein, or mobeda in the Hebrew, with yoshbe. Some would say in modern Hebrew, v'yoshbe, ancient pointing, with yoshbe ba, with and yoshbe, those who are seated, sat up, seated up, baha, ba, in ha, yes, I, Rastafari. So here, Queen Makeda, zooming in on verse 4, you hear chant the Hebrew, Niki Kapayi, Niki Kapayi, clean Kapayi. It's the hands, but the cup is like the cup of the hand, the palm of the hand. Niki Kapayi, U and Bar Lebab, and a purified heart, to Kali, Queen Makeda.
The world and all
24 brings that out. Clean hands, clean palms, clean hands. Niki Kapayi, unstained by violence or dishonesty. Just zooming in right here, Let's just zoom in right here. Something of interesting note since we get into the Midrash, the studies, right? The Midrash, you know, the study right here, He that have clean hands and a pure heart. That's our main chorus, the main chorus line brought out here by Queen Makeda in the tune that's called Clean Hands based on Psalm 24, the evening psalm for the first day of the seventh, which is called Sunday. Niki Kapayim Ubar Lebab. Asha Lo Nasa Lasho Nasho Willo. Nishaba le mirma. Fuller verse here, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not taken my name in vain and hath not sworn deceitfully. Now, of course, if we look at the KJV, you know, my ones and ones, hopefully ones and ones will have time to come in. It's like calling, or get ready. You know, we have some overflow right here since we're at the fifth of the Shabbat of comfort. But here, just to zoom in right here on the evening psalm and to bring this out, I'd like to share this with the Chavarim, Rastafari, the fellows, the companions, right here. So we have Psalm 24, the evening psalm. Now, the question I had was, I wonder why they chose the evening psalm. And, you know, we learn by doing. Also, it's very good to learn by doing. In doing, many times, it's like, the experience, that experiential gnosis and knowledge. Here, verse 4, he that have clean hands, instead of open the KJV, King James Bible, and it says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul. You may have heard me say my name right here, 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 looking at the Hebrew. And it's because of this Katib. Katib is what is written in the Kare. The Kare is what is recited or what is read. What is read, what is called down. The Kare from Kara. So here it says, he that hath clean hands and a purified heart, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The nor sworn deceitfully part, with lo nishba, 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 velo nishba, velo nishba le mirma, and no nishba swearing to seven oneself, Shabbat, Shabbat, as we have Shabua, which refers to 7 days or what's called the week, but the 7 days. Here, from the same root, we also have to seven oneself, Nishaba, brought out in translation as to swear, Wilo Nishba, Le Mirma, Le Mirma, Mirma, deceitfully. This right here now links with the ninth commandment. Who will ascend into the mountain of Yahweh of Jehovah, and who shall stand? When I say stand in the judgment, they can't stand in the, who shall stand in his holy place? Beam calm, God to show. Beam calm in his makom, God to show, is his holy place. Here, 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 he that hath not sworn deceitfully, in other words, being faithful to the ninth, the ninth commandment, the ninth word of the commandment. Here, here, here. But this is the part to zoom in on. Why in one translation it says, who have not taken my name in vain, and then from the KJV translation it says, who has not, what it says, lifted up, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity. So you're zooming in on this part right here. Asha, lo, Nasa Lashao Nafsho. Or others might read Asha Lo Nasa Lashav Nafsho. Lashav. So here, breaking it down and building it up, who have not taken my name, and the Hebrew brings out this variant in the Hebrew text. Right? The Masoretic text, right, the MT reads, Nafshi, Nafshi, who have not taken my soul in vain. Now, it's interesting as we teach based on the, as we tutor, right, based on the teacher, Rabbeinu Yeshua, the Spirit of Truth, that as we start to look at these areas of scripture and look at certain, you know, nuances, for example, the soul is feminine. Earth is feminine. So even in today's psalm, it brings out that double helix. Well, we could say the male, the female as one. The earth, she is, he who be, who he be, and the fullness of her, all of her fullness, the world and they that dwell in her, the soul being feminine as well. So here, a variant reading in the Hebrew text, or the Yehudit called the Ibrit, but the Yehudi text, right, the MT Masoretic text reads, Nafshi, who hath not taken my soul in vain, which must be understood as a different form of the third commandment. Thus, the translations, according to the Yehudi, looking at the Hebrew, often is brought out as taking my name in vain. What's the connection here? Well, my soul, Nafshi, is the equivalent of me, of I, my name. So it's interesting that the soul here, he who be who he be, speaks in some selected areas of scripture of his soul. Now, when you're reading in the Hebrew and you understand the Hebrew, the sense there, and even the gender, as it was, in the divine word, you see where his soul is she, right? His soul is she, right? Maybe a link right there to the Shekinah, just to put this on the bema. My soul is the equivalent of me, my name. That is interchangeable. Now, there's a connection with the third psalm, roughly around verse 3, to build those who seek to build. But the Ketiv, what is written reads Nafsho. So in some manuscripts, it's actually Nafshi. Asha, lo, nasa, lo, no, nasa. Like they say nasa, nasa, nasa. Nasa means to lift, basic word to lift. Asha, lo, nasa, lashau. Lashau, ancient pointing, modern Hebrew, lashav. Lashav, lashav, like it's vain, but it comes from the sound of sh, 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 shau, shau, almost like a breath of ear, of no lastingness, lashav, nafsho. So here, nafsho, and this is what has been adopted in the AV, the authorized version of the Bible, and thus the KJV, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity. The meaning here brings out, has not striven after or panted after aims or objects that have Jah's disapproval, that has Jah's disapproval. But just to bring that out, just to zoom in right there, it's an interesting meditation and a study. In the traditional Judaic version, it reads, who have not taken my name in vain. In the actual text, the MT, the Masoretic text, Asher lo nasa lashau nafshi, nafshi, who have not taken my soul in vain. A slight different variation, right? A variation bringing out the sense of name. And thus we have in this fourth verse both the third commandment as well as the ninth commandment, right? The third word and the ninth word of the commandment is kept, and this reminds I and I of the commandment keepers, and of course of Kadamawi Hala Selassie HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, speaking on the 10 words, and he's saying to I and I, we to fulfill, right, to fulfill the 10 words. Here, rise up.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
Yes. Pray to I, and I, Mike was off right there. Yes, I. So here, touching on this 50th Torah reading and feeding, give thanks, Haberim, co-laborers, yes, I. You know, I and I, Mike was off for a moment, we were speaking, but just to go over what we were saying, here again. Here we have the sixth and the seventh Aliyot, right? The sixth goes into more in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Like to fulfill that right there. It's a heavy load. Yes, I. But it is also, there's a blessing even in the curses or the consequence of disobedience, because it points to the identity of true Israel, of called Yisrael, of the once lost and found, the beta, the bite, Yisrael. As we study chapter 28 and coming up, we come up with verses 15 moving forward, right? Moving forward in the sixth Aliyah. Now, there's more that's contained in this 50th Torah reading and feeding, but one area that's very, very important is these consequences or curses for disobedience. But for I and I of this generation, the generation that seek his face, as we have also in the evening psalm, they say, this is the generation, such is the generation of them that seek after him, that seek thy face, even Jacob. Now, what's interesting here, let's look at this as well, because we're speaking about the generation. We're speaking about a new generation in the wilderness who are given the direction, instruction, and the history lesson. So after one generation had failed, it was important to give the new generation a history lesson, right? This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, O Yaakov, Selah. So here we have this in the evening psalm for the first day. Let's just go over this and just share some key highlights. The generation, the type of mind that seek after him. In the Hebrew, the better sense is inquire, that inquire of him. To seek him is to inquire of him. Here, the Hebrew is zedor, right? Zedor, right? Dorsho. That seek after darash, like the midrash, that study his revealed revelation, right? Study his word, study the selected speeches of his majesty. Why? To know his ways, right? So we seek him, right, by studying his revelation, his self-revelation. The scripture, as his majesty says to us, Katamari Hadaslasi, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So we're studying the Bible, right, from that perspective, from that face, that presence, that point of view, is seeking his face. We discipline I and ourselves so as to be worthy of entrance to his presence, to his face, his perception, to be able to see it. Yahweh. So this is a very interesting verse here in the evening psalm, Psalm 24, as it dovetails here with this 50th Torah reading and feeding, and with one of the epicenters of scripture, of prophecy for identity of the Beit Yisrael, the once lost, now found, black and brown people of the Beta Israel, seeing the curses, the consequence of the curses for disobedience. There's also a baraka, a blessing of knowledge, a blessing of identity as we study. So pointing out a couple of points of references, some reference sources, some resources to the source, some resources like Rudolf R. Windsor's From Babylon to Timbuktu, right? And also the Valley of the Dry Bones. These two works right there, they go really hand in hand. I think it's Valley of the Dry Bones that really go into more of the application to the history of black peoples, 400-year peoples, descendant peoples over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Now, the verse goes on to say, even Jacob, right? Or, oh, Jacob, translation has, O Jacob, and there's a Selah pause. Why does it say, this is a generation, such is a generation of them that seek after him, that seek thy face, even Jacob, or O Jacob, Selah? Why does it say this right here, brothers and sisters? All right, what is the connection with Jacob? All right, Now, bakeshe is like darash, to seek, but it's a different sort of seeking. So the first seek, let's look right here in the KJV. In the KJV, there's two seeks, two seek. One, seek him, and then the next, seek thy face in Psalm 24. Verse 6, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, that seek him, and that seek thy face, O Jacob. So it's two different words. One, the darash word, darsho, darash, darashio, darsho, to darash, like the midrash, is to inquire of him, to study. Right? Study that revelation, the revelation of him, the scripture, the word, and walking it out, living it out, learning by experience. And then the next, seek thy face, mibakshe, from bakash, bakash, mibakshe. This is the sense brought out as disciplining themselves. What's interesting in the Hebrew, if you say please, bevakesha, bevakesha, bakesh, it's like to seek. So the word for please in Hebrew, modern, what's called modern Hebrew, bevakesha, 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 ancient pointing, modern pointing, bevakesha, bevakesha, like please. So interesting that the second seek in connection with thy face, me bakshe, the seekers, faneka, of the eye, male face, Yaakov, oh Jacob, Jacob, speaking to Jacob, Selah. So there's a pause here. The seed of Jacob is Zerah, Yaakov, who deserved to be called by his name. Why? Because they're just a seed, flesh and blood. Right? Many of those who are of Israel, the word says, are not Israel, but the true seed of Jacob, who deserve to be called by his name, Shemo, Yaakov, the seed of Jacob and Yisrael. Why? In consequence of their faithfulness. It's because of the faithfulness, walking it out as his majesty instructs us and all to fulfill the 10 words, to fulfill the 10 commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Destroy
Shaddai, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Shaddai, the power, the all-sufficient supply. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, we have the consequences of disobedience. Before we continue and fulfill here on the Sunday service, the first day service, the Aliyot here for this Shabbat, the strong as we move forward in a new strong right here. We have first fruits, tithes, observing Torah, the blessings and the consequences and the exhortation to obedience. Let's share this right here. What is this sabbatical, this Torah reading and feeding? What is this manna, angel's bread all about right here? And then to fulfill with the Torah reading, right? Because it's heavy load right there. But we need to put it into perspective. Putting into perspective and seeing his way, those curses for disobedience for that generation, right? Even coming down to this end times, the end of the times of the Gentiles. That generation is the enders of the times of the nations, the nation states. But here.
Couple so the summary, words. The summary for this Torah portion read here at the 50th Torah portion, ki tavo, to enter, to come in, right? To enter, to come in, or bo, the root, the bo, or the ba, to enter in the form of bo, tavo, right? When you enter in, right? When you enter in, ki tavo. When you enter in, when you come in. Now, that's the key word right there. We have in the KJV, when thou art come in, or when thou come in. When you enter in, when you come in. It's the second and third words, and it's the first distinctive words in the parsha. Now, this is the 50th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. In the annual Judaic cycle of Torah portion, the readings and the feedings. And it's the seventh here. We're at the seventh reading in the fifth book of Moshe, in the book that is known as Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim, the cipher, the book of the words, Devarim. It constitutes Deuteronomy chapter 26, picking up with 26, verse 1, to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 8. Now, the numbering also needs to be noted. In KJV, King James Version, it would actually, we get this nuance at verse 68-69 of chapter 28. In chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, we have the conditions of baraka, the conditions of blessing in the land, and also the curses, the chastisements for disobedience. Now, the very strong, not just the link, but the identification of who the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael in this diaspora and this dispersion, especially in this North Country, in the Americas and the Caribbean. This is one of the main points and one of the main focuses of many of the Hebrews and the Israelites, and rightly that. We'll point as a point of reference, we'll point as a particular reference point, Rudolf R. Windsor, and Rudolf R. Windsor's books we have From Babylon to Timbuktu, but particularly it's the next book. I think there's a few books that he has written, but these two books we usually focus on and sharing them and pointing them out to the Chavarim and those who seek to get a fuller historical and scriptural context of what we are saying, the basic foundation. We have Rudolf R. Windsor. God bless Rudolf R. Windsor and his works. We have From Babylon to Timbuktu. That's the foundation. We call that like a groundational reading. Then we have the Valley of the Dry Bones. Now, it's in the Valley of the Dry Bones that really points to the condition. What's the second, the subtitle of the book? Let's see if we can grab that book and bring that book forward as an exhibit. Now, this particular chapter right here, as we look at this particular chapter, this chapter is very, very important. Use these themes, the conditions of bracha, of the blessing, but also we have the curses, the consequences. Let's call this a consequences of disobedience. So when you hear so-called black folks or black people asking why this, why that, you know, why are black people in the situation they are, such as this black people, this particular people, we, the once lost, now found, the black and brown sheep of the Beta Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the lost sheep, right, the so-called black sheep, right, so to speak, right, in the Americas and the Caribbean. It's to this particular area of Scripture especially that we should take a due heed and take time to read, take time to hear, take time to break it down verse by verse and to study and to see it for I and I self. There's a very interesting word right here in this area of the Scripture. And before we get to that, let's just point out the numerical differences as we're going through some of the introductory first words here for Kitabo. Kitabo. So we have this at the seventh. This is the seventh reading. Right, the seventh reading in the fifth book of Moses, the Sefer Devarim, as we know it in Hebrew, the Sefer, the book, the Sefer Devarim. Some enunciate more as Devarim, we enunciate more as Debarim, the words, constituting from a Yehudi, a Judaic, or looking at the Hebrew perspective, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1, to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 8. But if we're reading now, comparing in the King James Version, right, or most of the Western Gentile Bibles, it would actually be to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. Now, this numbering difference occurs at the last verse of Deuteronomy chapter 28. In the last verse from the KJV, King James perspective, we have Deuteronomy 28:68. But from the Hebrew perspective, the first verse of chapter 29 is the 69th verse. So therefore, the numbering here becomes a little bit different, or it might appear skewed if you are looking at it from the Hebrew, Hebraically, or if you're just looking at it from the English and you hear us say, okay, this is Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1 to 29, verse 8. You look, you see that, well, that verse there leaves out verse 9, but from the Hebrew perspective. So there's an extra verse, let's point this out, an extra verse Hebraically, Judaically, there's an extra verse in Deuteronomy chapter 28. So instead of 68 verses, we have 69 verses. And the 69th verse actually begins from the English Bibles, the King James Version Bibles, the first verse, these are the words, the Devarim, of the covenant of the Berit, which Yahweh commanded Moshe to make with the Bnei Yisrael in the land of Moab, beside the covenant, the Berit, which he made with them in Horeb. So let's just note that right there. That verse right there would be and is, Hebraically speaking, the 69th verse. So looking at the TPV right here, TPV 5, we're in the Torah portion, volume 5, looking at the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, Devarim, the introduction and compilation that yours truly have printed and published for the yeshiva, Rastafari yeshiva right here, so we can study both on air as well as off air, especially off air. This is a very good point of reference. So ones who need a PDF, we have the PDF copies available as well as hard copies available. It's a compilation mainly of some of the Wikipedia items out there from previous. These items are not still out there. They have made other updates. We'll get into some of the details of that for those who are interested. But right here, to give a basic summary, a basic foundation, a basic couple of first, not just words, reasonings, and context for this very pivotal, this is the pivotal Torah portion, reading and feeding right here, the 50th Torah portion. Now we have 51, 2, 3, 4. Four more before we complete this. We just call it the sabbatical semester. Before we complete this semester here. All right, so recognizing here at the end of the ecclesiastical year, the Hebrew churchical year, Rosh Hashanah, coming forward as well in this particular season and time. But let's get into some of the first summary subject matters. Some of the first subject matters here, we have the summary of Ki Tavoh. So Ki Tavoh is the 50th Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, the 50th. So we have Ki Tavoh. The first item is first fruits. The second item is tithes. The third item is observing HaTorah. Observing HaTorah. The Torah, direction, instructions, often called the law. The fourth item is the blessings and curses. The baraka, right? Now, it's interesting the words, particular word used for, there's two words used. Just note this right here at the outset. There's two words used for curse and curses. Why are there two words? What do the two words signify? How does each of them distinguish an aspect of what is often commonly called, what's commonly called curses? Now, when we point to this right here, if we say that the lost sheep, right, especially the sons, have become mother uckers, and we use the fullness of that particular expression, right, that people say, oh, whoa, you are cursing, you're cursing. No, these are curses. So you have that foolishness. These are curses. You want to find curses? Right. Well, right here, these are curses. Right. So there's a lot of religious, pseudo-religious, so-called folks who will be caught up on certain type of strong language. Now, there's strong language. Right. When Proverbs says in Proverbs 1 verse 8, "My son, b'nei, hear the instruction of thy father; forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother." So to forsake the law of thy mother, Hebraically speaking, would make a son a motherfucker. Right? We call it fuckery, right? Sin, chatiat, fuckery. As an acronym, to explain as an acronym, fornication under the crown of the king. We've explained the pattern of the tabernacle and where the tablets, the luchot, you know, of the direction, instruction, the word, the devarim are placed, and how the ark has its crown, fornication under the crown, and also the pattern and the procedure, right, at the ark. And so what's the significance? So why would it be fornication under the crown, right? And there is also a crown on the Torah as far as with the, you know, the Torah scrolls, you know, traditionally, but it's also based more so on what we have from the pattern. So as is to see that you do all things and take heed, right, to the pattern, the tavnit, right, taking heed to the pattern. So looking at the pattern right here, in the summary items right here, we have Ki Tavoh, the 50th Torah portion reading and feeding right here. When thou come in, when the eye enters in. Now, it's important that we also, note the whole context, you know, the whole context of this as well. So we have the first words, and based on those first words, do we call this Parsha as well as this Shabbat? So you hear I and I say this is Shabbat, and then the key word for this one, Ki Tavoh, Ki, right? Ki, when, Tavoh, when thou art come in, when thou enter in, when thou art come into the land, the land, the land. Now, what's also important right here about this particular word sound is speaking to Yisrael, right? As a corporate, we're speaking in ancient corporate law. Right, so speaking singularly, in the singular sense right here. So we have the singular, the I male, singular. And then we have ye, y'all. Right, we have ye, y'all, we have usually the sense of ye, y'all, y'all males. Now, also there's the collective sense of all of Israel, including the men, right, the man, them, the woman, the children, right? But in the direct giving is giving this instruction to man them, because man needs, especially the ones lost and found, black man, black man, black man, speaking about the ones lost and found, right, needs instruction, needs to hear this, needs to take heed to this. In fact, we had mentioned how the commandment, right, the commandment and the commandments are mainly the majority directed to the males, the zakar. Now, zakar is male in Hebrew, nekeva. Nekeva is female, right? So we have to the males. Why is that? Why is it important that ye men them, y'all men, right, and the man them, who are, say they are of I and I, of Jah people, of Yisra'el, right? Are ye not as the children of Ethiopian and male children of Yisrael? Give heed and hear. Because otherwise, if one does not, see, if one hears, take heed, there's baraka. And we're going to get into some of the, you know, details of the baraka, the blessing, as well as the curses. Came across a very interesting correspondence right here as we are at the fulfillment of this sabbatical time in this particular year. And let's point out, this is the 400th year, this is the 2019 here, moving into 2020, Ethiopian New Year, Melkam Adis Amet Adarasachu to all of you, right? But looking forward in the season right here to the 29th of September, 2019, right, for the eve of the Rosh Hashanah or the Yom Teruah, the blowing of the trumpets, which is the, see, we have the...
Okay, so here, something's old, something's new. It says, you know, the bringing out of his treasure, you know, treasure, something's old, something's new. For this year, it's the 6th of September. But it was a very good reasoning, just going into some of the overview right here. Return.
Right at the end of the ecclesiastical year, we say the lunar new year is coming forward. One day after Meskel, the finding of the true cross,
also the finding of the true cross corresponding with Tabernacle, Sukkot, right? Sukkot, the 27th of September on the solar calendar.
Now, that's the Rhema. Rhema is like the right now word. We have the logos, which is the constant, the standing word. Then when that word can be applied in situation or at the time or in the moment and in the time-space continuum, it becomes the Rhema word. It becomes the right now word. So this is a couple of words of groundation right here. We had to segue it a little when we got to the fourth item right here for this Kitavo, because it's blessings and curses. And a lot of people talk about, whoa, this is a curse, that's a curse, so don't curse. No, tell people don't use strong language. If you can't take strong language, mature language, strong language, real speech. But curses are different, right? When we talk about curses, scripturally, biblically, we're speaking about consequences, namely, consequences. I think in one of the Proverbs, is it Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, where it says that the curse causes less. Bring up that verse. Yes, I. The curse causeless shall not come. The curse, right? The consequences always has a cause. So if black so-called people, right, lost sheeple, black sheeple want to know why ones is going through and has gone through and will continue even worse to go through, then one needs to give ear. But it's very clear right here. If ye hearken, if ye shema, right? If you lo shema, if you don't hear, this is what it will be. Well, we need to go over this again for our own selves so we can receive, right, the baraka, the blessing, because we have gone through 400 plus years, right, of the curses and the consequences. All right, so here, once again, Kitavo, first item, first fruits. When thou come in. So to each of the mandem of Yisrael collectively is to take this personally. When the I come into the land. Now, that's in the first instance, the land. I talk about the first things being natural, the earthly types. But this also applies to the Brit Chadasha. This also applies to entering into that consciousness. We can even apply this to when one enters in, right, to Jahweh, truth, and life, and into that land. When one is entering into that land, that consciousness and the application with the entering into the kingdom of heaven, also is a point of reference, one of the reasons why Ha'adon Yeshua use so many parables that also had agricultural significances. So we have agricultural significances to also address right here. But the first item when you become in is the first fruits, right? So there is the two truths. There's the natural, the earthly type, right? The physical, five cycle type, and then we have the metaphysical type. We have the earthly type, the heavenly type, right, the material type, the spiritual type, right? So when thou art come in to the land, when thou art entered in to the consciousness, to the state, right, to that state, to the kingdom of heaven state, when thou would sow it, went forth to sow, it said sow it, went forth to sow, where's he sowing? The field. The field is the what? The field is the world. Ha'adon Yeshua. Now, building on this pattern, why there's so many different demon denominations of pseudo so-called Christianity is because many have not taken heed to the pattern and have not built on the pattern. Right? See, Yeshua, our master, Roveinu, built on the pattern right there. So we can also take heed there as well. But first things first, Kitabo, summary, first fruits. So the first fruits, we have the first fruits of the Spirit, right? The nine fruits of the Spirit as well, right? So the application, though we may not have the physical five-cycle land in the Brit Chadash and the Hadis Kidan, does not mean that we cannot apply this. There is an app for that. So first fruits, tithes, to address tithe. People just have one idea of tithe, that tithe is given 10% of your salary to the pastor, the preacher. It goes beyond that. In fact, that right there is not really right and exact unless it is a voluntary, right, voluntary contribution, that one understanding what tithes are, but most don't understand what tithes are fully according to the scripture. They point to a few verses here, you know, to Abraham, Melchizedek verse over here. They go to Hebrews over here, but they do not go to Torah. Right? That's what we mentioned before, that, you know, he who turns his ear from hearing how Torah, even his prayer, is an abomination. So when folks say, I pray for you. Wait, if these are ones who turn their ear from hearing HaTorah, according to the Bible, according to the scriptures, it is an abomination. All right, so take heed. So here we have the time, second item, third item, observing HaTorah, observing direction, instruction, the baraka, the blessing. Right, and the curses. So remember we mentioned that there are two specific words for curses. We also have noted with the blessing there is the Baruch, right, the Barak, in that sense, the Barak in its root form. When we look at the grammar and the, you know, linguistics, the language, we have Barak, and then we also have the Ashrei, happy. Right, happy. Then the, you know, or happy, bless, happy, Ashrei, which is actually the Beatitudes. We have in the New Covenant, the New Testament, the Beatitudes. Look at the Hebrew, the word that he uses is the Ashrei. We find this often within the Psalms and our daily Psalms, and also seek to emphasize and highlight that as well. Take note, this is very important in getting a good understanding, a good comprehension. Right, especially as HaTorah applies to the nine areas of people activity. So we have the blessings, the barakot, right? The barakot in the nine areas of people activities. Then we have the curses, the kalala, right, in that sense, and the aror. Well, we're going to touch on the details there as we move forward, y'all willing, right? Fifthly, the fifth, we have five main summary items. Now, underneath these five main summary items and categories of the summary here for this 50th Torah portion reading and feeding Ki Tavo, Begebahim Gize, Begeba, Geba, Ba, Ba. That's the link between Tavo from the root Ba. When you be entered, when you become in, when you be entered in. The fifth is exhortation, the build up to obedience. What is Hebraically obedience, and how is obedience connected with the Shema, with the hearing, Tishmu, and right, with the hearing, giving ear to hear, to heed, right? So it's important how we read, how we study, right, and also come, make I and I reason. So a couple of the basic builds right here, just to give one the 411, because the details, right, the details are very, very important. But I think first things first is to give one a summary, an overall summary. Yes, I, Rastafari, Ki Tavo.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, we are. Okay, yes, Slika, brothers and sisters. Again, here in this Torah reading and feeding, Ki Tavo, when you go in, when you enter in, when you become in, when you repatriate, here, Moshe, after explaining the law of first fruits, he again reviews the law of tithing, the law, the Torah, the direction, instructions of tithing. And individuals yearly tithe is 1/10 of the harvest, or its equivalent. Once again, according to HaTorah, according to the direction instruction, in the directions instructions, according to HaTorah, in the Torot, in the direction instructions concerning tithing, an individual's yearly tithe is 1/10 of the harvest or its equivalent. That was to be distributed among Halloween, among the Levites. Now, from the remainder, an additional 1/10 was to be set apart for use at the Mishkan, at the sanctuary, the Beit Mikdash, the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, the house of the holy, during holy days, Isla days, during the third and the sixth years of the seven-year sabbatical cycle, distributed locally to the poor. So it's important to understand there is the laws, the direction, instruction of tithing. All tithes were to be given on what is known as the honor system. And they were not, I repeat, not enforced by religious or, you know, the tabernacle, the temple authorities were not enforced, were not to be enforced according to HaTorah. Instead, a formal vow was made every 3 years, stating that the proper amounts had been separated. First, it had to be separated during harvest time from everything else, and then given as tithes. So the word sound. So it's important once again that after the law, the direction, instruction, HaTorah, the Orit of the first fruits, Moshe Rabbeinu again He reviewed the laws of tithing, the direction instructions, the Torah of tithing. Once again, an individual, this is speaking in Israel for one who could prove their pedigree, their descent from one of the 12 sons of Yaakov, of Jacob, of Israel. They are truthfully the ones who receive the land. Others can rent land from time to time, or, you know, can live on a piece of land or rent land, so forth and so on. But the land cannot be permanently sold outside of Kol Yisrael, outside of the Israelites, or more directly, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, right? And there were those women also who inherited alongside the sons, because of the specific conditions of the daughters of Zelophehad. But an individual's yearly tithe, get this, yearly tithe is one-tenth of the harvest. So a question comes up. Would, like if I wasn't an Israelite, but I was on an Israelite's land, I work for them, I do something like that, so forth and so on, would I give a tithe according to HaTorah? According to the Torah, no, I would not give a tithe. I could give, if I want to give 10 as like a tithe, but properly would not be a tithe. But I could give a donation, a contribution. If I'm a believer, I can sacrifice at the temple, at the tabernacle. I can break bread according to Torah, right? But again, the ones who gave tithe were the descendants of the 12 sons of Yisrael, who were properly the landlords, so to speak, after the Lord, after Hashem. So an individual's yearly tithe was one-tenth, and is to be a tenth, one-tenth of the harvest or the equivalent, and it was distributed among Halloween, the Levites. From the remainder, an additional one-tenth was to be set apart or separated for use at the Mishkan, at the tabernacle, during holidays, during the third and sixth years of the seven-year cycle, distributed locally to the poor, and the tithes were to be given on the honor system and was not to be enforced. There's no stipulation of enforcement by the authorities, the religious, the Levitical authorities, you know, because there's a trust in he who be who he be, you know, to cause, you know, it says the what you call dwell in a, you know, rebellious dwell in the dry land. So who causes famine, God or man? So here, a question that comes up here is how much of the tithe is required to be given to the Levites here for this key tabor, Deuteronomy 14:22. Right? Now, in agricultural years, right, the agricultural cycle of years, the seventh year is a sabbatical, for the land called a Shemitah, like a release for the land. So what tithe is required every third year of the Shemitah? So Shemitah is the seventh year, the year of release. Debts are released on Kol Yisrael. Debts that Israelites have with one another, right, are released, right, or loans or things like that, according to HaTorah. So basically the economics is kind of reset, right, every 7 years on a seven-year cycle. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12. Let's just share this right here, to get a better understanding of tithes. Now, tithes are usually animal, grain, you know, produce from the land, but it could be turned into kesef or bur. Bur in the Ethiopic is silver. Kesef, silver, which we will call today money. So the tithe in the first instance is not money. But if one was to take that tithe to Jerusalem, where they and their family and retainers, everyone would eat, and if it was too far to carry all the animals and the corn and other items that was part of the tithe, it could be turned into kesef and money, and therefore spent for that family, that household. Of course, don't forget the Levite as well. Did you know? So one of the tithes was actually
used by the one who is giving the tithe with a family to enjoy and to joy before Jehovah in the place where his name is set or where the Ark of the Covenant is. So the connection of the Ark of the Covenant and Psalm 24 also need to build on that. But here, how much of the tithe is required? Okay, we touched on that. What tithe is required every third year of a Shemitah? Right? So which tithe is required, right, every third year? Okay, let's go. If we get to that right here, the Ma'aser, a tenth part. Note that, however, right, after harvesting, after one harvest, 1/50th of the yield, 1/50th of the yield is separated for HaKohen, for the priest, the Kohen, right, the Kohen in the Hebrew, the Kohen, right, in the Amharic, as teruma. Now, teruma comes from room, like from the root ram, room, like to lift up. So like, you know, you lift it up, you know, like giving it up, like lifting it up, tossing it up, so to speak, right? But the teruma for the Kohen. After this, the tenth is given to Halloween, to the assistants, the Levites, keeping the Levitical. This is what's called a Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser, the tithe Rishon. Rishon from Rosh, the head, first. The first tithe. The Ma'aser Rishon. Besides this, another tenth is separated to be eaten. So there's a tithe to be eaten at the Mishkan during celebration, celebration. So if I'm one of the sons and I receive land rights and I have a little compound and there's a couple of, you know, families and ones co-laborers and everything, I am responsible, right, to separate the tithes, right? And then at the time to go up to the sanctuary to eat, right, I would take those members of the family, not forgetting the Levites, and we go and we eat. Did you know? There's another tithe that's separated to be eaten at the sanctuary, the Isla place, during the Isla Brations. This is called a Ma'aser Sheni, Sheni being the second, Ma'aser Sheni, the second time. Now, note this also, that during the third and the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, the seven-year release cycle, the second tithe is given to the poor amongst us. The second tithe in the third and 6 years, that's according to Deuteronomy 14:28. This is called the Ma'aser Oni. The Ma'aser Oni, Oni. Now there is Oni or Ani, there's Oni and there's Ani. Ani is I, Aleph. The other word has Ain, so it's Oni, Oni, or some point as Oni. The Ma'aser Oni, the poor tithe, the tithe of the Oni, right, of the Oni. Right, finally, on the Shemitah year, right, finally on the Shemitah year, the seventh year of the cycle, none of the tithing laws are applied. So in the seventh year, the Shemitah year, the release year, none of the tithing laws, Torah, direction, instructions apply. It's not applicable. This implies that we should donate one-fifth of our resources to fulfill HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Sadaka, the commandment of righteousness, or often translated as the mitzvah of charity, the mitzvah of Sadaka. Interesting, the word for charity, Sadaka, has as its root in Sedek. Note that money, kesef or silver, in the context that money is also acceptable form of tithing. How do we know? Well, the scripture calls it a ma'aser kesafim, the ma'aser kesafim, kesef silver, bur, in the Amharic sense, silver. The ma'aser oni, the tithes for the poor, it replaces the ma'aser sheni, the second tithe. So right there, we have like three to four tithes specifically mentioned in HaTorah, in the Torah, in the directions, instructions. But here, let's ride up
let's ride up right here, right, to the consequences, to the identification of the lost found Beta Israel, right, the identification of who are the Israelites, who are the Jews, according to the prophecy in the scripture, what would happen to them. And let's see who it applies to. So here, without further ado, we're going to ride up. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Be sure to call in. This part is a little bit ticked right here. Let's get into the detail of it as we pick up with the six aliyah, the six up offering up. To those in the live streaming, call in. Be sure to call in for the overflow. Hopefully we have an overflow here. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema, Israel. Here, give ear, O Israel. Here, for the Sheishi. Here we have the Sheishi. The six aliyah, the six up offering here for this Shabbat, Ki Tabo, Sabbath, when thou art come in. And here, Shema, Israel. Here, give ear, O Israel. Here, for the Sheishi. Here we have the Sheishi. The six aliyah, the six up offering here for this Shabbat, Ki Tabo, Sabbath, when thou come in. Here, Shema Yisrael. Yitain Yahweh eta oy beka hakamin aleka ni agafin le paneka be dereka echada yeitzau aleka uba shiba. Diraki Yanusu Alifaneka Yahweh Jehovah shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Yitain Yahuwah Eta Oibeka Hakamim Aleka Niyagafim Alifaneka. They shall come out against thee one way. Bidareka echada yetzou aleka and flee before thee seven ways. Uba shiba'ah. D Derakim Yanusu Litfaneka. And Jehovah shall command Habraka, the blessing upon thee, I in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand, thy yad, to. And he shall bless thee, I in the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, I. Yahuwah shall establish thee, I as a holy, a set apart, an isle of people to himself, as he hath sworn to the eye, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahuwah Eloheka and walk and trod in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name, by the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of thee, I. And Yahuwah shall make thee, I, plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Yahuwah, Jehovah, swear to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to give thee. Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall open to thee, his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain to thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations, many goyim, international communities, and thou shalt not borrow. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall make thee I, ha-rosh, the rosh, the ras, the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken to the commandments of Yahuwah Eloheka, which I command thee, I, this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the devarim, the words which I command thee, I, this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, Elohim Acharim, to serve them. Conditions which will bring chastisement in the land. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice, the vocal of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee, I, this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee, I. Arur, cursed, cursed, ata, curse the I, be in the city, and Arur, curse shalt the I be in the field. Arur, curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Arur, curse shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thine keen and the flocks of thy sheep. Arur, curse ata, thou the I be when thou the I comest in. And Arur, curse ata, shalt the I be, thou be when thou goest out. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall send upon the eye cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest Yadeka, the eye hand, the eye yad, for to do, until thou be destroyed, downstroyed, and until thou the eye perish quickly because of the wickedness, the wretchedness of thy doings, whereby thou, Ata, the I, has forsaken me, has forsaken I. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall make the pestilence cleave to thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whitherway thou goest to possess her, to possess it. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue, and they shall pursue the eye until thou perish, be lost, and thy heaven that is over thy head, Asheka, the Iras, the Arosh, shall be brass, and the earth that is under the eye shall be iron. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Jehovah shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee, I, until thou be destroyed, until thou be destroyed. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall cause the eye to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms, the governments of the earth, and thy carcass shall be meat to all fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah shall will smite the eye with the blotch of Mitzrayim, with the blotch of Kemet, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Yahweh, Jehovah shall smite the eye with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou, the eye, shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed, only downpressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, a Isha Esh, and another man shall lie sexually with her. Thou shalt build an house of bait, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given to thine enemies, and thou shalt have none, no one to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed, and thou shalt be only downpressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be marred for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall smite the eye in the knees and in the legs with a sore blotch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head, thy ras, thy rosh. Yahweh, Jehovah, shall bring thee, I and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, I, to a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers, thy patriarchs, have known. And there shalt thou serve Elohim Acheri, other Elohim, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all goyim, all nations, whitherwhere Yahweh Jehovah shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards, and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity, all thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee, I shall get up above thee, I very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, harosh, the rosh, the ras, and thou, the eye, shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, eye, and shall pursue thee, eye, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou art hearkenest not to the voice, the vocal, the call of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed, Zerikat, the irate forever. Because thou servest not Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which Jehovah shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. Yahweh Jehovah shall bring a nation against thee, from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shew favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy king, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which Yahweh Eloheka hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife, the Isha of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege and straightness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee, in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words, the devari, of this law, this Torah, that are written in this sefer, in this cipher, that thou mayest fear, mayest reverence, mayest respect this glorious and fearful and awesome name, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, then Yahweh Jehovah will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, thy race, even great plagues and of long continuance and sore sicknesses, and of long itinuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee, all the diseases of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave to thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book, the sefer, the cipher of this Torah, of this law, them will Yahweh Jehovah bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed.
and ye and y'all shall be left few in number, whereas ye y'all were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice, the call of Yahweh Eloheka, of Jehovah the Elohim. Continued disobedience to be punished by a worldwide dispersion. Verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh, as Jehovah rejoice over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh, so Jehovah will rejoice over you to destroy you, to destroy you, and to bring you to naught. And ye, y'all, shall be plucked from off the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. And Yahweh, Jehovah, shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth, the earthly plane, even to the other. And there thou shalt serve Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, which neither thou nor thy fathers, thy patriarchs have known, even wood and stone. And among these Goyim, these nations, nationalities, shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh Jehovah shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have no one assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would an Elohim it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would an Elohim, the true good, the true God, it were morning, for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And Yahweh Jehovah shall bring thee into Egypt, into Mitzrayim, into Kemet again with ships, by the way whereof I spake to thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye y'all shall be sold and selling yourself to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy. Thank you.
So here this brings us right here to the seventh aliyah right here, that the sixth aliyah right there with the blessings and the consequences, the curses of disobedience. Here, we got 6 minutes here, calling. Got 6 minutes here on the live stream. 6 minutes on the live stream. Hopefully we'll have the overflow here because we have a fifth Shabbat here, moving into this new Shabuah of comfort. Very, very important that these areas of scripture, they correspond also with the balance, you know, the balance. Yes, I. So here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Calling.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here. For the
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here. For the Shabi'i, for the seventh reading, the seventh aliyah of offering here for this Shabbat Ki Tavo. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called in English Deuteronomy. Now, here, a note for the Chabarim in the Masoretic, in the Chumash, chapter 28 has 69 verses, and the first verse of chapter 29 is the 69th verse of chapter 28, the verse that reads, "These are the words of the covenant which Jehovah commanded Moshe to make with the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb." That right there is the 69th verse in KJV. It's the first verse underneath the superscription, the Palestinian covenant, first item, introductory words. But here, for the Shabi'i, the seventh aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh offering up for this Shabbat Ki Tavo. We pick up with the second verse for the first words here for this Shabi'i, this seventh Aliyah. Vayikra Moshe il kol Yisrael vayomer lehem atem re'item et kol asher asa Yahweh le Ayanekem de Aretza Mitzrayim le Faro ul kola e badayo ul kola arso. And Moshe called to all Israel. Vayikra Moshe il kol Israel. And said to them, Vayomer Elehem, ye y'all have seen all that Jehovah did before your eyes in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, Kemet, to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. Atem reitem ma'ita kol asher asa Yahuwah le aynekem de aretz Mitzrayim le faro ul kol ebadayo ul kol arzo. the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, yet Yahweh Jehovah hath not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear to this day. And I have led you 40 years, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Ye, y'all, have not eaten bread, neither have ye, y'all, drunk wine or strong drink, that ye, y'all, might know that I am Yahweh Elohim. Hear, hear, hear. Here, 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 for the Maftir, verse 7. Here at verse 7 for the Maftir, the Maftir reading. Wa ta bo'u il ha makom hazeh. Wa yetzeya sichon meleka cheshbon, we og meleka habashan, likarateinu la milchama, wa nakem. And when ye y'all came to this place, wa Tavou il Hamakom, Sion, the king of Heshbon, Sihon, Melech Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, we Og Melech HaBashan, came out against us, against I and I, to battle, and we smote them. Likarateinu la milchama wayanakim. And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye, that y'all may prosper in all that ye, that y'all do. 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 And thus, right here, 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 fulfillment of the Aliyot, of the up offering, the readings here for this Shabbat from the Torah. From the Torah for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, Kubur L'Kalu, Kubur L'Dinsu, Kubur L'Chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, Kubur L'Abinu, L'Melkeinu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Kubur L'Kadamawi, Chay L'Selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, B'Shem, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us
the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch
Hashem. Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, Vayei Olam Natei Vatokanu. Baruch Atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah, Sheina.
Yes, 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 here, 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 let's move forward to the prophet's reading, the Haftarah. The Haftarah, the Baraka here, the blessing before the reading.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch Atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo U'Be'Israel Ammo U'Be'Nebiei Ha'emet Watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is
and for this fifth of the seven Shabbats, Shabuos of Comfort.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 to verse 22. Besama abu wa let my fetter could do sahadu amlak. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh Buruku is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh Buruku shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yahweh Buruku. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to thee. All the rams of Nebaioth shall minister to thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, in the name of Yahweh, thy Elohim, Buruku, and the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister to thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring to thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come to thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending to thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Yahweh, Buruku, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, Yahweh Buruku, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver, and for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy extractors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light to thee, but Yahweh Buruku shall be to thee an everlasting light, an everlasting Barhana, and thy Elohim, thy glory, Kabur. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh Buruku, will hasten it in his time. Amen.
Here, 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 for this Shabuah, the seven Shabuahs of comfort. Here, here, look a remix in the Hebrew and Scorby on this one that's known as Kumi Ori. Kumi, Kumi, speaking to she, saying to arise. Ori, 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 Ori is like to brighten up, to light, like to illuminate, to shine. Kumi Ori. Kumi Ori, Kumi Ori, here, 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 a little bit of St. Hugh Mandel right here, arise and shine. That's I find the lyrical music.
Rach Adonai uchvodo alaik yerae. והלכו גויים לאורך, ומלכים לנוגז וחס. שאי סביב עינייך, וראי, כולם נקפצו, באו לך. בנייך מרחוק יבואו, ובנותייך על צד דאמנה. אז תיארי ונחת, ופחד ורחב לבבך. יהפך עלייך המון ים, חיל גויים יבואו לך. שבעת גמלים תחסך, יכרי מדיין תקפה, כולם משבעה יבואו, זהב ולבונה יישאו, ותהילות אדוני יבשר, כל צאן תדה יקבצו לך, אלה מטיות ושתונך, יעלו על חצון מזבחי, ובית תפחתי אחריה.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their wings? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, into the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting or destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten.
I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten. I, the Lord, will hasten.
Here, corresponding with Key Tabo, the fifth of the Sabbath of comfort, called coming to the judgment time. Here. To the end of the year, the end and the beginning of the year, the solar new year, September 6th, the Ethiopian, no, Flika, the lunar new year is the 6th, right? When the moon does its complete circuit, and then for September 11th, the sun doing his circuit. So here, my brothers and sisters, this little shear in the Hebrew on the Hugh Mandel, arise and shine, the Kumi Ori, the Kumi Ori chant right there. Yes, I just a little Rhema tune right here, going along with that word sound of comfort. He speaking to she, he speaking to I and I collective psyche, I and I soul. Yes, I.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to their places. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. But here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. But here comes the sun. There goes the snow, and I say, it's all right. I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. There goes the snow, and I say, it's all right. It's all right. Are returning to their places. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. I say, here comes the sun. You say, it's all right.
Yes, here comes the sun. Well, the sun is coming and the sun is going in this season right here. We're in the fall season, but the link with the sun and the heavenly signs here in Isaiah chapter 60 right here for the prophet's reading of comfort. It's a very important prophet's reading of comfort.
Doesn't it have Sheba? Sheba is mentioned there. Ethiopian connection is also mentioned there, as well as in verse 17, where it says, for brass, I'll bring gold, and for iron, I'll bring silver, and for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace, shalom, and thy exactors, nogesim, nagash in the Hebrew, has an interesting etymological link to negus, or king, nogesim, righteousness, right here. Get into a little bit more of that right here, but the kumi, ori, si, rise and shine. Here, riding up with the Brit Hadasha here for the Sunday service right here. The blessing before the reading from the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant, the Adis Kidan, the Brit Hadasha.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Rehabarut, Shel Habarit ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, notain Habarit, Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Hadasha Hadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 50, Ki Taboah, when you go in. From Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6, and Revelation 21, verse 10 through 27. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6. Part 2, the believer's position in grace. Baruch ha Elohim, wa'abi Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, asher berkanu bekol berkat ruach bamromim b'Mashiach. Kasher b'char otanu bo lifnei mosdot tebel lichiyot kedoshim ut mimim lifnayo be'ahaba yadanu lo lipanim al yedei Yeshua HaMashiach kerretzon chepzo litchilat kapod chasdo asher chanan otanu biyedido. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved. Revelation 21, verse 11 through 27. Vayikacheni baruach al har gadol vegaboah, vayareni ha'ir ha'kadosha, Yerushalayim Hagadola Yeredet Min Hashemayim Meet Ha Elohim Ve Aleha Kebod Elohim Ve Or Nagha Keben Yekara Mod Keben Yasfe Hama Bekehet Kain Hakarach Ve La Homa Gadola Ugaboha Ushneim asar sharim la, we al hasharim shneim asar malakim, we shemot ketubim alehem, we heim shemot shneim asar shiptei bnei Israel. having the glory of Elohim. And her light was like to a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, that are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like to clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as if it were transparent glass. The new temple. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, the new light. And the city had no need of sun, neither of moon, to shine in it, for the glory of Elohim did light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. Kabarulakalu, Kabarulimtu, Kabarulakhailu, Kabarulakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Yeah. Rastafari, live it. Last year, I live it, and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
yes, 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 yes. Here, here, Rhema tune right here from the, well, it's a prophet's reading. I'm about to say the prophet is the prophecy, the summary of prophecy in Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 to 27. Here, here, the Rhema, the right now tune. Yes, I. No night in Zion.
Excellent is thy name, almighty and terrible.
Shall say hallelujah. Bekadase gize commitmenta no wogen wede beta christiana yekabaso binor kedusata metsaiftin bay saisama yekadaseu tselotiski fetsema bay tages kokor banuma bay kevel ከቤተ ክርስቲያን ይለይ የእግዚአብሔርና ሕግ አፍርሷልና የስጋና የነፍስ ፈጣሪ ማለት የስጋና የነፍስ ንጉስ በሚሆን በሰማያዊ ንጉስ ፊት መቆምንም አጣልዋልና Wariata besinodosacho, indibulo asa tamrona. Hallelujah. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the Holy Scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Ekkesia Aviher, of the sustain of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
Here from the liturgy of his majesty, and here's a thought that Jah has given I, like, you know, for the Sunday service, we go through the sabbatical, some of the basic precepts of the service of the Kaddish, Kiddush, Kedase, see the word for setting apart the holy. That right there is for like the Sunday service, and we found it to be interesting because of the mention of the Sabbath, the Senbet, and knowing that the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Holy Church, the Orthodox Church of Ethiopia, also from said time, keeping the Sabbath day. So to have a little bit more on the Sunday service, but here we have like an overflow right here, and there's enough to meditate upon. There's a couple of subject matters that sometimes come up amongst the Haberim as we listen like diligently, you know, just to share some of it. One of them is concerning like the 12 tribes. The other day we had the psalm, and the psalm at 69 was quoted enough times in the New Covenant, in the New Testament scripture. And there's a few quotes there that apply to Moshiach and also apply to Iscariot or Iscariot, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. And in going through the metaphysics of it, we have the difference between the Judas in that sense, which is like the Greek kind of version, so to speak, you know. And then there's the Yehuda. And I have to touch on that right there, the Yehuda, because these 12 faculties, like the 12 tribes of Israel, we had that in the Revelation reading for the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, Adis Kidan reading, Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 to 27. So beginning to grow in grace and understanding the ancient and the relevant links, you know, in the teaching, like the 12 faculties of the mind, you know, and the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 disciples. As man was created in his image after his likeness, and these words, these instructions, they both have the individual, right, in the new covenant sense, in that new and that living way application, as well as to, we could say, the outer type, like the 12 tribes, being like 12, you say, families or parts of the family, so forth and so on. But here, just to touch on that right there, also the point about the children of Israel in the land of Moab. And the historical connections we have with like the commandment keepers, congregation, the Ethiopian Hebrew, Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that link with His Imperial Majesty, we the Black Jews of Harlem. And one of their former names and nomenclatures, the Moorish Zionist Temple of the Moorish Jews. And here we find that the covenant is renewed when they reach the land of Moab, and also when going into Iscariot, Kariot is a city of Moab, but it's also the Hebrew word for cities, Kariot. So Iscariot, Judah, Iscariot, he was of the cities, as there were other Judah, there was other Yehuda, so forth and so on. So that's another important point, not to get caught up on like the Western Gentile Christians and Christianity. What they do is link Judas with the Jews and, you know, what happened with Christ and so forth and so on. But in putting it into proper context, there is the Black Jews of Harlem and that particular link with the land of Moab. And Moab, in one sense of the Hebrew metaphysical interpretation, links with the carnal and the carnal mind. And it's interesting how they crossed over, right, to become that particular fraternity or royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the testimonials to Ketamawi Haile Selassie, being covertly, they say, Hebrew, right, but being the king of Israel, and the king of Israel is one of the coronated and anointed titles of Ketamawi Haile Selassie. So seeing that aspect of the fulfillment of the Messiah and the connections we can go into in other Ethiopic manuscripts like the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, also the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, and the R.H. Charles version is particularly interesting for study and give thanks. We see and know some of the Havarim are studying that as well, so that we can begin to know what the scripture is saying here, because there are other ancient manuscripts and manuscripts of our people who were able to maintain more or less the documents, the evidence, the teaching, give us a teaching of His Majesty. Here, keeping it churchical, and people say, oh, there's a lot of Christianity ideas. Well, that's because we're looking at the New Testament from a Gentile state of mind. Looking at it Hebraically, the church is the Kahala. The Kahala, like Wayakahel, Wayahel, Wayakahel, and he assembled, and he gathered, the assembly, the gathering. Here, keeping it churchical, Hebraically speaking. Nyabingi justice, here. Ayabingi Virgin, no night in Zion. Kiman, yes sir, Rastafari, right there. Nyabingi Justice on the Justice Sound System, right there. Some classic Nyabingi churchical chants. And here, Sabbath Seal Psalm 144 in the Baraka, the blessing for a prosperous, successful, overcoming, you know, work week. Yes, I, as prosperity is another baraka blessing. God bless thy, keep the eye. But here, Psalm 144 concerning Goliath, as it's superscribed within the LXX and the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the King of Kings Bible. Here we have dub of the Nazarene, right here. Yes, sir. Yeah, giving thanks to Solomon Jabby right here. Dub of the Nazarene.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, I Shabbat Shalom, Melkam, Ehud, Melkam, good Ehud, good first day, Shabua, the weak, the strong toe. Oh, wow, good. Yes, I. Here, Psalm 67 also sealing up the Sabbath, beginning off a new Shavua, a new strong.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. Praise ye the Lord.
And here, earth is the Lord's. I came back Brother Vaughn, Wonder Man, Ross Vaughn, okay, back up midnight right here. Yes, sir.
Christ foundation is the only mountain. Lord, God loved the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rehoboam Babylon and to them that know I hold to this day and Tyra with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her as well as the singer, and the players upon instruments shall be there. All my strength are this. Lord God, Jehoshaphat, highly Selassie, the first shall come. When he riseth up the people, that this man was born there. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. In the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. And I hear the united, the eyelids of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We are in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the united, the eyelids of Jah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shalom, Rastafari Habarim, Shalom, Shavuot Tov.